There were also, I noticed, a number of books written by Uri Geller on his shelf. "Do you know Uri Geller?" I asked him. "Oh, yes," he said. "We're great friends. We used to have metal-bending parties together." Colonel Alexander has been a special advisor to the Pentagon, the CIA, the Los Alamos National Laboratory, and NATO. He is also one of Al Gore's oldest friends. He is not completely retired from the U.S. military. A week after I met him, he flew to Afghanistan for 4 months to act as a special advisor. When I asked him who he was advising and on what, he wouldn't tell me. For much of the afternoon, instead, John reminisced about the 1st Earth Battalion. His face broke into a broad smile when he recalled the secret late-night rituals that he and some fellow colonels would enact on military bases after reading Jim's manual. "Big bonfires," he said, "and guys with snakes on their heads." He laughed. "Have you heard of Ron?" I asked him. "Ron?" said Colonel Alexander. "Ron who reactivated Uri," I said. Colonel Alexander fell silent. I waited for him to respond. After about 30 seconds, I realized that he wasn't going to say another word until I asked him a different question. So I did. "So did Michael Acanis really kill a goat just by staring at it?" I asked. "Michael Acanis," he said. He looked perplexed. "I think you're talking about Guy Savelli." "Guy Savelli?" I asked. "Yes," said the colonel. "The man who killed the goat was definitely Guy Savelli."